calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net controller station for this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 MHz with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97 with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. It's also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TIPSnet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when everyone is checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in time, please state if you have a question or a comment for the net. We'll also ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSnet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements, upcoming events, and items of interest. The third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or look seeking amateur radio items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is." Release the mic button to see if there is someone else who's called at the same time as you. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and mention if you have a comment or a question. Let me reset. This is Dave, K1DCT, your net control for this evening. That's Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. We'll be taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Kilo 0, Juliet Echo Bravo. Josh and Groton, no questions at this time.
Good evening, Matt. This is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Nothing comes to mind at this time, but that can always change.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim in Groton, with one birthday announcement.
I have Josh, K0JEB, Kevin, KA6PDG, KC1TWR, and NK1V. There was a station, a second check-in, the K1 something. You were kind of noisy. If you'd like to try it again, please come now. I did get Kilo Bravo 1, Quebec, Oscar Golf. I'm guessing that you're mobile. You are a little rough copy. So I'll give you a second chance to jump in here after we go down to the list. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango in the tips net. Been no questions at this time, so let's get down to Tim. He has a birthday announcement, I think he said. I wrote that down properly. So KC1TWR, this is K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, thank you very much. This is KC1TWR. It's a I don't have the exact date, but in playing around with a J-pole antenna that I'm borrowing from Josh, I looked it up on the net and turns out that the J-pole was created 110 years ago, and it was originally designed to hang off the back of a dirigible blimp type thing in order to improve radio reception. So I was kind of fascinated that it was first designed in 1909, and then another major change to it was done in 1939. So I just wanted to wish the J-pole antenna a happy birthday. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
Okay, very good. Yes, an antenna for a dirigible. That's something you don't hear about very much today. So very good. And I know Josh has an affinity for these J-poles and seems to be an accomplished J-pole builder. So we'll get to him next. Just for any general comments or something has popped into his mind for a question or a comment. K0JB, K1DCT in the tips net.
K0JB, good evening everybody on the net. I thought Tim was going to come out with a birthday for a operator in a local area and threw me off with that one. That one's pretty good. I did look up Hans earlier today. I was researching some J-pole discussions, and I'm kind of curious if I'd be able to pull off making a J-pole beam array, having multiple antennas synced up, using different lengths of coax to change the shift of the antennas and have them all work in sync. I wonder if that would come out. That's far-fetched and probably won't be anytime soon. Other than that, I don't have anything else. This is K0JB. Back to net control.
All right, Josh. Well, that's an interesting idea. To phase, say, 3 J-poles. Be able to make them into a beam. That's an interesting concept. Nothing's coming to mind. That's going to require, in my opinion anyway, quite a bit of pondering. But it's always thinking, nothing wrong with that. You know, that's how some of these new ideas come out. All right, let's go to Kilo Bravo 1, Quebec, Oscar Golf, and let's see if they have a comment. Hopefully a little more readable this time. This is K1DCT in the tip stack.
KB1QOG here. Yeah, no comment, no question. Just thought I would check in. My signal might be getting worse here in a few, so I'll be trying to listen. Hope all is well. So back to net control.
All right, very good. Yeah, you were very readable that time. So good to hear you. Glad you checked in. I know if this is your first time, but we're here every Wednesday from 7 till kill, dot, dot, dot. We'll leave it at that. And good to hear you. Feel free to, I'll get back to you again later if we go through a second round, if you're still available, that'd be great. If not, perfectly understandable. So now we'll go to KA6PDG, the California Kid, and we'll see what he has to say. This is K1DCT in the net.
Well, I don't know about the California Kid thing. Maybe you can come up with something better next time, Dave. But that's okay. It was a good effort. I like the kid part. That we can hold on to. But I'm not sure about the California thing. Let's see. Well, yes, I think what Josh is talking about, correct me if I'm wrong, is co-phasing the J-poles. That does seem like something that would be a bit thought-intensive, but maybe doable. As for J-poles in general, they're a very viable antenna, and I am a big fan of folding J-poles, the little ones that are made out of twin lead and a connector and all sorts of stuff, and you can just fold them up and put them in your pocket. I've had two of them, and I've lost two of them, so what is it about folding J-poles that makes them wander away from their owner? Have to see, I don't know, if you can buy them somewhere, there must be somewhere you can buy them now. And other than that, just a comment that I did order my new doublet HF antenna last night. That should be here at the end of the week, I think. I ordered it from HRO. And maybe in a week, or maybe 2 weeks, or maybe 3 weeks, but sometime in the near future, you should be able to put the HF antenna back up. A new HF antenna up. It doesn't make sense to say a new HF antenna back up. That's neither here nor there. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin. Well, sounds good. Sounds like there's an antenna party in your future. And if it includes pizza and beer, I'll be more than happy to come over and help you. And yes, a new antenna backup. That's kind of like when you're telling someone in a car to go ahead and back up. So, just my odd sense of humor, which, if you haven't recognized it by now, there it is. So, sounds good. I'd always like to help people with antennas. Antennas are fun, and it's a good little get-together for, you know, even if it's just four or five people, just to get somebody on the air or back on the air, in your case, is always a good thing. So we will now move down to Tim, KC1TWR. Any further comments or input about what you've heard so far? K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I do have a few comments. First of all, for Josh, I'm having trouble visualizing it, so if you don't mind doing up a rough sketch and bringing it with you Saturday to the breakfast, the amateur radio breakfast at the Uncasville Diner at 8 o'clock, Route 32, I'd be great to look at it so I can better visualize, you know, what you're talking about. We might be able to get some comments or on the theory behind all of that from some of the more experienced SAMs who are there. KB1QOG, a couple of quick things. I looked you up on QRZ because I didn't recognize the call sign, and I happened to notice that your it's telling me here your license can expire near the end of May. So I don't know if you were aware of that or not. You might want to go online and renew it. I don't believe it costs anything to renew, so it's you may want to do that just to keep it current and so forth. Glad you could join us, though. Please feel free to either join in or listen in anytime. And, Kevin, with the folding J-pole, that sounds like a good project for a club to do, for anybody that wants to, you know, just get together and do it as a club activity, similar to when Raison did their tape measure Yaggies. So maybe we'll bring that up, see if we can build a few. With that, back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm with you, Tim. You know, most J poles I'm familiar with are on 2 meters, or something close to that. So yeah, I'm kind of picturing, would you want these vertical, horizontal? But I guess depending what you'd want to do with them, whether, you know, FM or sideband or something. So we'll get a little more out of Josh as we question his theories and next time around. But right now, Steve is up, NK1Z from Coventry. Good signal tonight, Steve. Come on in. Any comments, questions, what you've heard so far, or something brand new? K1DCT with the tips tank.
Good evening all, NK1V. Yeah, first I'm going to start with a comment for Kevin, or suggestion. If you're thinking about continuing with the folding J-poles in the pocket, possibly we should think about checking your pocket for a hole in it, saying that you've lost two. Just a suggestion. Yeah, Josh, the J-pole is a go-to antenna, and I can't even imagine what you can create with an array like that. That's beyond my current ability to think. I am currently working on a vertical dipole situation for VHF, and I have currently talking on one that I built as a test antenna, which is working very well, very good bandwidth, and I have to, of course, I have to go 90 degrees out with the coax for a quarter wave and then down, so I kind of had to make like a little triangle thing to do that. But my goal, let me reset. My goal is to, I guess it would be called a sleeve antenna. I'm trying to make one, a simple dipole that the coax runs down through it. But my first one I didn't have very good success with, and I get mixed up when I look it up, and not really sure. So I built this regular dipole so I could use it as a something to compare against, and my next little project with that, because I want to do something where I can stick it like inside a fiberglass flagpole or something at a campground, and, you know, very stealthy, and you know, nothing at all. So that's what I'm doing, and yeah, it's always good to have Josh on, because he's always got some very, that's a very good, interesting outlook on antennas. Back to net, NK1B.
Sounds good. I have had, in the past, a 2 meter vertical dipole made out of copper pipe, and, you know, separated by, I seem to remember, it was a piece of PVC or something, and the coax ran up through the the bottom and then came out, soldered to both halves of the dipole, if you will, and worked pretty well. I'm not sure whatever happened to that antenna. I know it didn't fall out of my pocket like Kevin's, but I do have a J-pole made out of 300 ohm twin lead and a piece of coax. So it's a nice, quick, easy, portable antenna that can go up in a matter of seconds. So they are very versatile. And Josh, as I mentioned before, has, I'll call it an affinity for them. So before I go back down through, let's see if there are any additional check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio TipsNet. Please come now with your call sign slowly and phonetically. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo Mike, November. Bob in Montville, no questions.
This is Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton, no questions.
All right, very good. We've recognized K1RMM, Bob, and KB1RAY, Mark. Good to hear you both. Well, seeing as we're already at the bottom of the list, we'll give you a little instant service. There's no particular topic. We've kind of been kicking around J-poles. Kevin's got a pizza and cake party planned for putting up his HF antenna, and I might have exaggerated that a little bit, but go ahead, Bob. K1RMN, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Good evening. This is K1RMN. I had heard that Kevin's party was going to be prime rib. Pizza. I don't, that's kind of a letdown to me, but hey, whatever you need, Kevin, as far as help, just give us a shout. We'll all be over there to get you back up on the HF bands. Not a problem at all. Don't have much in the way of any questions tonight. Didn't get a chance to listen in while I was coming back from dinner, so always projects. Everybody's building projects these days, and I'm glad to hear that. This is K1RMN. Back to net.
All right, very good, Bob. Well, I didn't want to say prime rib and lobster tails to everyone, but, the code word was pizza. So, let's get down to Mark before we get totally out of hand here. KB1RAY, K1DCT in the tips, man.
KB1RAY. Well, not too much going on. I've been listening for a little bit. Sounds like some interesting things going on. Kind of what I expect for the warmer weather coming up here. I did want to mention that for anyone that is interested in SSTV, the International Space Station is doing a broadcast starting tomorrow at 1800 Zulu, and that's of course going to be on 145.8. There's a whole bunch of information up on the ARISS.org website that I got it from. So if you have the software and you have a scanner or radio or something, go ahead and set that up, and you can see some pictures transmitted from the International Space Station. With that, hope everyone having a good day and has a good rest of the week. KB1RAY, back to net control.
All All right, very good, Mark. Outstanding. Thanks for that announcement. I unfortunately do not have any SSTV capabilities, but, that's the great thing about this hobby. There's lots of little places to find your niche, so sounds good. I do have that frequency plugged in to several radios and scanners, just because sometimes you do hear the space station come over, and sometimes it's digital communications, and sometimes you can actually hear some FM. So it's fun to listen to and make the attempt at calling, at getting to them. So I'll take a short break here just to see if there are any additional check-ins before I go back down through the list and everybody can express their comments and concerns about what's been discussed. So just a quick check for any additional check-ins to the Tri-City Amateur Radio TipsNet. This is your net control, K1DCT. Well, the silence is deafening, so we'll go back, we'll go to the top of the list, and Josh, K0JEB, any additional comments, thoughts, explanations on anything that's been said so far? K1DCT in the tip net.
K1DCT, K0JEB. I'll probably have to break here. I got a few comments on a little bit of everything. As far as the J-pole antenna array I was referring to, I wouldn't be able to do it here because I don't have the real estate and I don't have a tower to mount everything on. But the general thought would be to take two J-poles and have one vertical and then another one mounted 180 degrees underneath it, essentially with the J-pole facing the ground, and one pointing up to the sky, one facing the ground, mounted almost like a dipole, vertically, and then having a reflector and three directors, and that would be one big, beam with a normal J-pole and then one at 180 degree shift, and then another one about 6 feet off to, the left or right side, built the exact same way, and then link them together with the coax, and you would essentially have two beam, really big beam antennas put together in a kind of like an array. So it would be four J-poles with, directors and reflectors and stuff. In case anyone was wondering, let me reset here. K0JB. When I built the J-pole that Tim's borrowing, I took some measurements off of it earlier today, just so I didn't misplace my measurements. If anybody's interested, the measurements for this J-pole antenna are the stub and the main radiating element are separated by a gap of 1 7/8 of an inch. The feed point and with the ground feed point going to the stub and the center conductor going to the radiating element are 2 3/8 of an inch up from the top of the half copper tube on the U-joint. The stub shaft is 19 3/16, and the 5/8 wave portion with the on the long side is 57 7/8 inches. And those measurements are done from the inside edge of the copper tubing to the other side of copper tubing, so to speak. The measurements don't include the diameter of the pipe. And of course, the mounting stub on the bottom doesn't matter, the length of that. Let me reset again. As far as the antenna party for Kevin, more than happy to help out. If you're going to do pizza, Kevin, we don't need any fresh garlic. And I had a couple other comments, but I probably forgot them along the way. So I'll hand it back to you, Chuck, Dave, K1DCT, it's K0JB.
All right, very good, Josh. Thanks for that. Those J-poles, they were very popular at one time. I haven't seen a lot of them recently until you kind of rediscovered them and reintroduced them. But they certainly are good antennas and very portable. You can just jam them in the ground and operate. So thanks for all the comments and info. Let's check in with KB1Q. Yeah, Quebec Oscar Golf. If you're still in range. If you have any additional comments, please come now. K1DCT in the TIPSnet. Okay, well, not hearing QOG, so we'll move down to Kevin, K6PDG. You get no steaks and lobster tails ordered up for the antenna party, K1DCT in the tip stand.
Now you guys have gotten Radio Cat Phoebe all riled up. Thanks a lot. She's running around the room here. She's squeaking and making noises. She's all excited. As far as the prime rib and lobster tail between Phoebe and myself, I don't think anybody should count on getting too close or want to hazard getting too close to those. But this has been a great metamorphosis of thought here, because I started out by mentioning that I just ordered an antenna and hope to get it up in 3 weeks to all sorts of wonderful volunteers to help, which will be accepted, pizza, to prime rib and lobster, to codes and ciphers, to people now telling me what kind of pizza they won't eat. So, you know, if this goes another round, we're likely to be, we're likely to have the International Space Station involved in this. That, by the way, was a good announcement. And I guess, to show you how little I know about SSTV, if I listen on 145.8 and their SSTV, what am I going to hear? Will I hear some audio if they're doing audio like speaking? Or will I just hear noise and squeaks and squeals from the digital stuff? I don't know. By the way, always when giving time, it's a good idea to indicate whether it's UTC or whether it's local time. I wrote this down as 1800 hours Zulu Well, let's see. He said 1800 hours Zulu, so that would be Greenwich time. Okay. And you used the phrase tomorrow, so I wrote down April 11, but it might be good to confirm that. Sometimes when we use phrases like tomorrow and yesterday, talking to a bunch of hams, it's almost good to something like this indicate if it's well, I guess it's Zulu time, but I don't know. Confusing myself, no doubt. On the folding, J-Pulse. I like Tim's idea. And even if you don't put them in your pocket, you can put them in your briefcase or your suitcase. They're so wonderful for travel. And they're light enough weight that you can just use a piece of tape and tape them up to a wall in a hotel room or something. I do recommend when you make them, though, where the antenna terminates, not electrically, but where the twin lead ends, of course, you're going to want to have some sort of ending there. Let's call it a fob or something. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but make sure you put a little hole in there that you can run some string or some thin nylon line through. And that way you can hang the thing if you want to. Or just go ahead and build in a little ending with 4 or 5 or 6 inches of string, or, well, string gets kind of ratty. Use something that's going to last in a loop, or even a regular tail, and then you always have the option of adding to it when you get to the hotel room or wherever you want to hang it, the tree or whatever, or even rubber bands can make a suitable thing for hanging. The other thing you can do, though, is on the fob, you could have a little knob, let's call it, or a thing sticking out of the side, and then you just have the option of putting a string or something else around that at the time you go to use it and hang it. So there's a couple of ideas about those, but they are fun little antennas to have. I think you can just as easily make one for 440. I've never seen one that's a dual band. I don't know if Josh would probably know if you can do a little folding J-pole that's dual band. I've never heard of one. But I suppose you also could do them for 6 meters, maybe even 10 meters if you were real creative. KA6PDG, I've probably said enough.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, you know, there's, as I mentioned, I have one of these little J-poles made out of 300 ohm twin lead, and it does have a little hole in the end, and then I think some very like waxed twine or something in there, so you can add that on to whatever you'd like to and use it wherever, hang it, throw it over the balcony, whatever you want to do. And good comments. Yes, SSTV, today, tomorrow. I think that might have been the pitcher and the catcher, and Abbott and Costello's who's on first, but I'd have to check online. So let's get out and see what Tim has to say about all of this. KC1 TWR, K1 DCT with the TipsNet.
Thank you, Dave. And Kevin, I've never tried lobster with prime rib with fresh garlic on a pizza. But if that's what you're serving, I promise I will at least try it. In the meantime, I did want to make a kind of announcement that for the TipsNet, we have 3 volunteers who are taking one Wednesday a month, so we still have one slot open if anybody else would like to try their hand at being net control one Wednesday a month. Please go ahead and contact me. And as far as the dipoles go, Kevin, and getting back to you again, are you sure that Radio Cat Phoebe didn't take them as play toys? It dawned on me that they do like cats like strings, and she likes radios and strings, so maybe she kind of thought that was a thick, heavy string, but maybe she took them and played with them. And, Josh, thank you for the use of the J-pole. I was never able to get into the Salem repeater as clear as I am with this, so I'm very happy with how it's working, so we'll have to talk about it. and thank you for the dimensions. And I will now go back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
All right, very good, Tim. We'll move down to Steve, NK1 Victor. Any comments, questions about the entirety of the net so far? We'll leave it at that. This is K1DCT, and then TIPSnet.
Compliment Josh on his J-pole that you're using, because you are coming in very good. I'm hearing you very well tonight. And also, just a quick comment that if I should be available for the raising of said HF antenna, I trust that anything that Kevin comes up for with mood will be quite pleasurable. So that's one subject that I am sure I can trust him on. Back to net, NK1B.
All right, very good, Steve. Good comments, and we're having a little fun here tonight with Kevin, I guess. So, move on down to Bob, K1RMN. Any comments, questions about the entirety so far? K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. The only thing I didn't get, because I hadn't come up on the radio yet, was the date for Kevin's antenna party. So if anybody can share that with me, I'll check my schedule and make sure that I am fully available to assist on that day. It's K1RMN, back to net.
Very good, Bob. A date was not yet set that I wrote down. Kevin mentioned he had ordered it and it was on its way. So, you know, sometime in the future, I guess stay posted would be the appropriate action. So let's get on to see what Mark has to say. And let's see, there was some question about, oh yes, today, tomorrow, who's on first for the space station, I guess, was a question somewhat directed at you, Mark. KB1RAY, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
KB1RAY. Yeah, not a problem here. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2019, at 1800 UTC, and it will be running through April 14th, that's Sunday, at, again, 1800 UTC. If you do have a scanner of pretty much any kind, they are transmitting in just regular FM mode on the 145.8. The software to do it is pretty easy to use. You know, the best way to do it, of course, is to plug the computer into the scanner or the radio output. Fiddle with the controls a little bit. Nothing really special after that is needed. I think I read one story about a guy who used an actual microphone on a computer to decode it. So, I'll send it back over to you. KB1RAY, back to net control.
All right, very good, Mark. Thank you for that clarification on that. I know I'll be listening, or at least we'll try to listen during those times. And see what I can hear. I don't have the ability to transmit any SSTV. Many years ago, there was an expression that hams should be heard and not seen. So it was a SSTV joke, I guess, of the times. So anyway, we'll take a very quick break here to see if there are any additional check-ins before we move on to the next session of the net. Are there any additional check-ins? Any additional check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Tips Net? Please come now. This is Kilo One Delta Charlie Tango.
Good evening, Dave, and the rest of the net. This is W1 KOP. No traffic.
Oh, very good, John. I don't know how long you've been listening. If you have anything to comment on what you've heard so far, you will have instant service. W1JOP, K1DCT.
I got in here at the space station talk, and, you know, I got most of it, but is that going to be on Saturday?
Well, I have written down here that it's going to be from Thursday until Sunday. But I will defer at this point to Mark, just to clarify on that. KB1RAY, K1DCT in the tip net. If you can answer John's question.
KB1RAY. Yep, you are correct as far as the operating time, tomorrow through Sunday. That's Thursday through Sunday. If they do everything the same way they did it last time, it will be operating continuously, which means if you are even near the horizon of where the space station is, you should be able to hear something. I think I even heard it on a couple of passes with just the stock antenna there. Definitely an outdoor antenna is better. But when I first started looking into the SSTV stuff, there were some people with some very interesting setups, you know, Yagis and everything like that. And some people had something a little simpler. So, yep, Thursday through Sunday. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Very good, Mark. Thank you. And John, any additional information needed, fill-ins, please call now.
That'll do it. Thanks, Mark, in 2 days. And I'm going to listen here to the rest of the net. I only got in, I think, at the three quarters of Mark. Only at 1940 or something like that. So I hope everybody has a good evening. And I guess I'll catch a select few on the ECTN if you all check in. This is W1GOP.
All right, very good, John. Glad you got in here. So at this point, I'm going to move to the second section of the TIPSnet, which is announcements and items of interest. If there are anyone that's holding a announcement or item of interest, please call now. This is K1DCT with the TIPSnet.
K1RMN with an announcement.
All right, very good. Bob, go ahead with your announcement. K1RMN in the tip set. This is K1DCT, net control.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN. Just wanted to remind those that want to get up nice and early that 7 o'clock tomorrow morning is the ham breakfast up at Old Times Restaurant in Norwich, 7 to 8 o'clock. That's all I have, so back to net control.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. I haven't made one in a while. Just the way things are. So at that point, we'll move into the third section, which is cell swap or seeking amateur radio equipment. Anyone fit into one of those categories, you can please call now, K1DCT.
KC1TWR.
All right, Tim, go ahead with your interest.
Yeah, I don't know if many of you follow the RI SwapNet, which is on Saturday mornings on one of the Rhode Island repeaters, but they also have an email that comes out after it that lists all the items. And Dave, W2DAN, is managing some items being sold for the estate sale for N1YG. And the proceeds from that going to the widow to help with the funeral expenses and what have you. There's still a number. Some of the items have been sold and some are still out there. So if you want, you can email him at w2dan@arrl.net. And he has such thing as a Tokyo HY Power amplifier, HL-1.2FX. He also has an ICOM 208H, which is a 2-meter 440. And a few other items that are on there. It's quite a list, but I think about half of it's gone. So I just wanted to pass that along to those that might be looking to browse for things. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, well, thank you for that, Tim. Sounds interesting. Do you happen to know what repeater was on in Rhode Island?
Yes, currently they're running it on the Cumberland 145.170 repeater with a PL tone of 67. Apparently the repeater they're normally on, there's link issues. So normally it's linked through other repeaters that are closer to us. But currently they're doing it Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on the 145.170 repeater with a PL tone of 67. I've listened to it a few times, and they also run the ARRL weekly podcast announcements recording. So it's interesting. It's good. And it's called the RI SwapNet Yahoo group. RISWAPNET, and it's a Yahoo group. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, well, thank you, Tim, for that additional information. That's something to look forward to seek out. Always sad to hear about a silent key, but it does give you a chance to look around and, the money's go back to the family. So, a lot of good stuff. At this point, I'm looking, we've been through the three sections, I'm looking at the clock, I'm going to give last call for any additional check-ins, questions, comments. I'm going to shut off the beer tap and turn the lights up. This is last call for the amateur radio, Tri-City Amateur Radio TipsNet. Please call now, this is Net Control K1DCT.
KA6PDG with a question for Mark.
K0JB with a quick comment.
All right, Kevin, go ahead with your question to Mark.
Alrighty, I'm still confused about the potential audio on the space shuttle transmission. So, because you said something about decoding it with a microphone, and that didn't make sense to me. If I hook a scanner up to an antenna and put it on 145.8 at the appointed times, when the space shuttle is going overhead, and assuming I hear a good signal and that they are transmitting audio such as conversation or talk, will I hear it, or do I need something special to be able to understand the audio or the conversation? KA6PDG, and I best guess back to you, Dave, and you can ask Mark to answer.
All right, yeah, Mark, go ahead. Can you clarify on that for Kevin?
KB1RAY. Yeah, I probably should have clarified it a little bit better. So on 145.8, it will not be voice. It will be a digital mode called PD120. That's the digital mode that they use to transmit the pictures, and that's what the software program will decode. You will hear noise, basically, if you're listening, but you won't hear any conversation or anything like that. Hopefully that answers the question. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, you good with that?
100%. Thanks very much, KA6PDG.
Roger that. Glad we got that ironed out. Josh, you had an additional comment. K0JB, K1DCT with the TIPSnet.
K0JB, my comment was about the SSTV. If anybody was looking to find a quick, easy program to decode the images being transmitted, I recommend MMSSTV, all one word. It's pretty easy. It's for a Windows computer. And the microphone that Mark was referring to, he was talking about the way some people input the audio from a scanner into the computer. Most people will use a line input, but some have done it with a microphone input on the computer. That's all I have. K1DCT is K0JB.
All right, thank you, Josh. Yeah, I kind of grasped what that was, but good to have it all clarified. So the beer tap's off, the lights are up, the doors are open, I'm starting to mop the floor. Any last minute check-ins, comments, please come now. K1DCT in the TIPSnet. All right, well, that was last call. We have no further check-ins. I'm going to close in there at this time. Thanks to all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Thanks to all that stood by. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031, that's 1031 Route 32, in Montville. The meetings are start at 7:30 and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.